Black with McAdoo Parts, president.
All right. And how long have you been doing, have you always been doing fundraisers for Make-A-Wish specifically?
We actually tried other fundraisers in the past, but we hooked up with Make-A-Wish because we felt like the money truly went where it was needed to the kids. And so that's why we chose it several years ago.
Well, you kind of answered my next question, why you chose to do Make-A-Wish. Mm-hmm. So what kind of trips have been funded, or where have your funds been going?
We've had numerous trips awarded to kids, and of course the number one's always Disney down in Florida. That seems to be the choice, but we've seen kids have a swimming pool put here in Litchfield. We had a young man that wanted a swimming pool last year, so he received that. Also had kids been on cruises and what have you, so it just depends on what that kid chooses to do, and they can work out.
So can you tell me a little bit about the tool show and the...
What would you like to know about as far as what we raised, how it went, how it comes about, our tool show?
Well, first, yeah, can you tell me about the tool show?
Sure. We started in 2003 with NAPA, and we have held an annual tool show for our customers, dealers, farmers, shops in our area, invite them in for a special night, and have specials as far as tools, equipment, filtration, batteries, and we've tied that into now our Make-A-Wish. And we sell tickets throughout the year, raffle tickets for different vehicles, whether it's been a car we redid. We've had side-by-sides, we've had motorcycles, four-wheelers, and this year we chose a customized golf cart. And throughout the year, our team is selling tickets, and then we draw that night of our tool show for the lucky winner. And we sell, we actually sold some pedal cars this year, raffled off some pedal cars, 18 of them, and that brought in over $9,000.
And so what other kind of fundraisers do you do throughout the year?
We had our annual golf outing over at Rolling Hills in Alton, and we were able to bring in about 180-plus golfers in for that day. And we have a live auction after the golf outing. We also have silent auction items, and we sell tickets for it as well. I brought the Make-A-Wish funny car, a Tommy Johnson funny car, there for display as well. So we make that a big event as well. So people come in, they donate, they have a good time, play golf, and then donate back to Make-A-Wish.
All right. And then it was 64,000, correct?
Yeah. We set ourselves a goal at 50,000 this year, which is a pretty big number for a company our size. We've averaged 40, 41 the last 2 years. So we pushed the envelope this year, and Jim said, Earl, you guys can't do that. And I said, watches. So he said, if you hit 50, I'll give you an additional $5,000. So we actually hit 58,000 with the pedal cars and some other things we were doing. We had some customers to have an event. George Cruz up in Burden had an event on a Saturday, and he raised $2,500. So not only did we hit the 50, we blew it away. So with his extra five, 64,000, we'll round up to 64,000 this year. And we'll present that cash check to Make-A-Wish in December. We always meet at Fast Eddie's over in Alton, Illinois, and have a few cocktails and present them a check. And we're going to set a number this year that might be tough to beat, but never say never.
All right. Awesome. So what's kind of the motivation that keeps you wanting to fundraise and give money towards this organization?
I just received a letter over the weekend from Lee Mayer, the vice president of NAPA, who's a local guy actually from Godfrey, Illinois, and I'd sent him a roll-up of what we had done, and with their generous, they actually donated $10,000 to get us started, and I let him know what our total number was, and it's a partnership between Junior Parts Company NAPA and our independently owned NAPA stores. But when you get to see kids that we get to see that are less fortunate and the way of life may be a little different than yours or mine, it makes it worthwhile. I've had grown men tell me that when they come to our golf outing, and we've had Grace and Mary and Kyle there, and they spoke, it brings tears to your eyes because these are real stories. These are kids in our communities. These are families that we touch on a daily basis, and being McAdoo Parts, a family-owned business for 78 years, these are the people that we know. And if we can make their life just a little bit better for a short period of time, then it's well worth it. So we never have a problem getting people behind our push for Make-A-Wish, and our team, our sales staff, our store personnel, our office staff, and ownership team. It's a given. We're going to continue to do it until we can't, and as long as I'm around here, we're going to make sure we keep pushing forward.
All right. So what's the goal for next year, did you say?
Well, That's a good question. We're already talking about maybe restoring a truck, customized pickup truck, and we haven't thrown a number out there yet, but I don't want to do that quite yet till I figure out what our plan is. But we may be customizing a pickup truck and then selling raffle tickets for it and taking it to car shows and fairs like we do and Old Settlers and Black Diamond Days and all the events that are going on in our 19 communities. So we'll get that number at some point, but right now we're talking about a customized pickup truck.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you would like to add?
We appreciate all our community support. You know, these are customers that shop our stores on a daily basis. These are shop owners that donate generously out of their pocket, whether it be time or efforts, and it does not go unnoticed. You know, I've been here 35 years at Mankato Parks and know most all our customers, and probably in most of their shops on a given day, and just let them know that we couldn't do this without them as well. This is a team effort. Community, customers, friends, families, all our small towns, our larger towns, everybody gets behind us, so we appreciate everything that they do for us.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Earl.
Thank you very much.